An event like this is only the beginning. In ages past, the people would cry, "The king is dead, long live the king." But now the cry has become, "We want it now." These dissidents and anarchists are foolishly impatient. They hastily create chaos, but only more chaos and trials and tribulations come to pass. The report, I noted, said that the killers had been captured straight away and their partners in crime were being rounded up. Do you not think that will put a stop to it? No, my friend, sadly, I do not. These movements are like the Lernaean Hydra. You cut off one head and another two grow in its place. Yesterday morning was only the calling card. More horrors are on their way. Once the cauldron of unrest boils over, it cannot be stopped. Holmes had returned to reading the newspaper, and I hustled to get ready to see my patients. The necessity of giving attention to other demands temporarily pushed the Russian tragedy from my mind. But at the end of the day, whilst I was returning home, I picked up the afternoon paper and read the most recent news that was now being made public. The two anarchists who had hurled the bombs had been identified and were on their way to the gallows, but the members of the movement, now reported to be in the hundreds, had scattered themselves. The respectable London newspapers, what few there were, tried to refrain from hysterics. The tabloids were screaming, "The Russians are..."